Triple M's Dead Set Legends are serious about sport. Makita are serious about outdoor tools. Roll the outdoors with Makita.
Top of the morning to you, Adelaide. This is your Dead Set Legends, and this is our final show for 2021. And one man that stuck fat with me throughout the year is Bradley Ebert. Good morning to you, Bradley. Welcome to the Dead Set Legends.
Good morning, Jars. It's good to be here for this final show. It's I actually thought I was about to bring it in then, but no, you've just pulled rank. That's okay.
Well, as the CIC.
My favourite number two just pulled rank on me. That's okay.
Greg Blewett. So we thank Greg Blewett for his year.
Yeah, well done, Blewett. Good on you, mate.
Hot and cold. The best three gigs he's done all year.
Hayden's now joined us. Hayden. We found him at one of the nightclubs overnight.
Let's
so he just rolled
on.
In.
And, let's move on.
He's up and about, but we've got plenty to get through. Our show is so packed. We got 700 guests on today, honestly, for a 2.5 hour show. Jeez.
Tommy loves a guest, doesn't
Who
he?
Who have we producer? Got, Bradley?
Mate, we have Darren Chandler, the SNFL CEO. So I'm excited to have a chat with him
right
just to see where things are at with obviously the SNFL Grand Final coming up tomorrow. Jay-Z is coming in for his usual spot. We're also speaking to Peter Carey in the second hour, the Glenelg president. So, and in the final hour, we're talking to our boy Burn, your boy, Bernie Vince.
He's the Eagles Cup ambassador for tomorrow with Nick Chigwiggin.
I know, I saw that. So, that's exciting. And then we've got our usual spots like At Home with the Legends. My family's home now, so got a funny story about them.
No one cares about that,
hey, we could love our families, mate. And Rusty's V8 spot. So, mate, it is chock-a-block.
Anything else you missed on there? Did you go through any the voicemails on?
I'd love to have a chat with you. How about that?
Just to finish long weekend, so be safe and be happy and look after each other. Yes. Daylight saving.
What have you got on for the long weekend?
Oh, I've got gardening and windows and gardening and spending time with Maz.
You're using your Makita tools, I hope.
Yes. I'll be banging them out. Thank you, Hado. Daylight saving, so bang the clock back 1 hour. We lose some sleep.
But we get an extra bit of sunlight. I'm excited for it.
133.53. Should the Sanford Grand Final be played today at 2:20? Because there's no other football on. Or it should have been a twilight grand final. We'll ask Darren Chandler that. But give us a call if you've got your thoughts on that. All AFL players have been told to get vaccinated by Dictator Dan there in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we can get it if you've got your thoughts on that. The NRL, well, their grand final's stuffed. Because they're going to have no venue. I reckon they'll go in lockdown, Queensland.
It's very
another tour times. Down under event has been cancelled, young Bradley.
I'm disappointed with that.
Stewie.
Oh,
I can't believe it. Big Texas.
Especially in Jan as well.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, just keep talking while I'm talking. Big Tex back at training with the Adelaide Crows, which is great to see. And your president's had a bit of a whinge about the Adelaide Crows trying to find a new home and some funding, all right? So plenty to get through. Hado,
yes, mate.
Let's get this bad boy underway. You've got anything else to say, Bradley?
Oh, look, I want to keep talking over the top of you like you do with us every day. I can't get a word in with you around.
He's had to clear the air.
And won't. Triple M's Dead Set Legends with Ebo and Jars. Triple M's Dead Set Legends with Ebo and Jars. And this weekend, something massive it's happening. It's Andrew Jarman and he's in the commentary box. We're rocking the Sample Grand Final from Adelaide Oval this Sunday with an all-star South Aussie lineup.
Are you actually in the commentary box?
A special tradition continues with the Triple M rocking football.
Who else you got in there?
Tommy Rockcliffe's going to be... we've got Yater and Biggles calling the game and Loz and Tomo on the boundary. And one man that will be there tomorrow will be the CEO of the Sample, Darren Chandler joins us. Good morning, Daz.
Morning, Jazz.
Now, Oval's marked, Oval's cut. Two very good football sides tomorrow. Beautiful day for a grand final. How are we tracking and are you up and about?
Oh, it's going to be a cracking day. Three great games of footy. Of course, we start at 9:20 with our State Under 19 team playing against the Allies and then Glenelg again, the twos against the Centrals and then the big one at 3:00. With two teams that are in great form and should be a great crowd and a great day.
Would you say it's fair to say that these are the two best sides for the year? You look at the way they've panned out. Glenelg have been unstoppable. Eagles have been in great form. So it really is just one of those days where the two best sides from the competition are actually coming head-to-head and it's going to be fantastic for footy.
Oh, without doubt, I think probably the best two sides in the last 3 years. Glenelg winning in 19, Eagles last year. They had some pretty tight tussles during the year. They got to the four leading goal kickers in the competition, two of the best, midfield groups in the comp. It's no doubt poses to be a great grand final. Pretty hard to pick. And with both of them having a week off in the last 3 weeks, they both had really good preparation for this game.
Now, there's been a bit of talk around the place, but the choice of a Sunday afternoon grand final compared with a Saturday, even a Saturday twilight game, what was the call there?
Oh, look, we threw things around, but ultimately Channel 7 preferred the Sunday time slot. But, you know, obviously we had a great opportunity to play Saturday night in the first, second semi and then Friday night for the prelim through 7. So all in all, it's been a pretty good result and it's given both teams a really good break coming into this game.
Daz, what about ticket sales? 26,500 is what we're allowed to have tomorrow. How are we tracking for a full house?
No, going pretty well, actually. I reckon we'll get pretty close to that mark. So,
good.
Yeah, the fans have really got behind it. And the weather looks, might be, I think, a couple of showers forecast early, but should be finding up in the afternoon. So we encourage anyone that's thinking about going that hasn't bought their ticket yet to get online now and grab one. And there's some great seats still available, but it should be a cracking game of footy.
It sure will, mate. And this is where I guess the whole final series has been housed at Adelaide Oval. Jars has sort of made mention over the time around putting some of the other finals back out to the suburban ovals. Have you ever thought about that, or is it one of those ones where Adelaide Oval's the home of footy in SA, you want to play as many games there as possible?
Oh, look, it has been discussed over the years. I'm a massive fan of playing it at Adelaide Oval, the best playing surface in the country, great facilities. The players deserve to get an opportunity this time of the year to come out in that arena. And, you know, the atmosphere last Friday night with 7,000 people in the ground was electric. You know, it was really loud. And speaking to a couple of players, they said that out in the ground, you would have thought that there was, you know, 20,000 out there. So, no, I'm a massive fan of sticking to Adelaide over wherever we can.
Now, Daz, for the fans, QR coding and face masks. We're going to make sure everyone's toeing the line?
Yeah, that's right. I think everyone's pretty used to that now. Face masks are here to stay for a while, and QR code's just the norm. So I don't think that'll turn anyone off. But, you know, there's free public transport, though, for anyone wanting to come to the game. Plenty of car parking for those that want to drive in. Look, it's, you know, there'll be plenty of space in the venue. So, at 26,500, it'll be very, very comfortable for spectators.
And you won't stuff up like, Basil Zemplis, where he didn't let Simon Goodwin talk, after winning the grand final last week. You'll let the premiership coach have something to say?
Oh, I mean, that's certainly the plan. both of them, deserved to, they've done a great job this year and Brett and Jay, they're terrific coaches. They deserve to have a say at the end. And one of them's going to have a smile on their face.
Fantastic. Brilliant. And one boy that's going to be a cup ambassador, our lad Bernie Vince. Now, keep an eye on him, Daz, because he'll run rogue tomorrow.
We've
got him in the function.
No.
So we've got a very, very close eye on his table. I think he's on the table with Gidzi and young Lauren, who won our women's best and fairest at the age of 15. So, we'll keep a very, very close on
good.
Hey, enjoy your day, mate. You've done a great job with the sample this year. Good to have you back in the chair. So we'll see you tomorrow, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Have a great call.
Darren Chandler there, the CEO of the Sandful. Can't wait, young man. Can't wait, Hato.
I can't wait for Bernie to host something again.
But honestly,
Now,
listen.
Where was that?
Melbourne.
Oh,
we
wow.
won the BNF.
Now,
yes, Kate.
Even though the AFL season's wrapped up, there is still a ton of news, and Jay-Z, our boys, got to break it in a tick. For the last time in 2021, it's Triple M's Dead Set Legends. We're going to catch up with Rusty for Rusty's Motorsport Update. For Bendix Brakes, put your foot down with confidence, and we will be rocking the Sandful Grand Final live from Adelaide Oval tomorrow.
Thank you, Hayday. 2:30, we'll be rocking. Now, Sandful Grand Final memories.
Yes.
Right, there's been some wonderful. Now, you would have been a wee boy when your dad played for Port Adelaide Maggies.
Yes.
Your great-uncle, Russell Ebert, dominated in Grand Finals.
Yep, but I have one rule before we go into
yes,
this.
Yes, what's
one
that?
One rule, because what's you have that? Been crowing this whole break. You cannot bring up the 1987 Grand Final.
Why? What? North Adelaide v Glenelg?
Yes.
Mate, we lost 85-86. Huh? Give me something. Give me 87 grand final any day.
All right, let's have a listen. Let's bring this up. No, we've got it here.
I thought we had that.
No, 87 grand final. Have a listen.
But North Adelaide
Well, they've beaten the Bay Hoodoo at last. Two premierships they were expected to win but didn't.
That's it.
A lot of people thought they'd go down for the third time straight, and there it is.
That's what they thought.
The Hoodoo is over. Yeah. The monkey has been laid to rest. And North Adelaide in 1987 have run out magnificent winners by annihilating the Bays in the grand final.
Jeez, that's a
packed house.
All right, you cannot then, you've brought that up, you cannot bring up who won the McGarry medal that year.
Well, I don't actually... why not? I tell you the one that everyone speaks about, all right? There's been some great grand finals. You know, the 1971 North Adelaide v Glenelg, I was a wee boy back then. Graham Corns took that screamer. Mm-hmm. 1977, Port Adelaide v the Bays. That was a ripping game. That was one of the best grand finals I've seen. But This one was the most physical one, 1991 Glenelg, North Adelaide v West Adelaide.
There's a free kick downfield, and it's on once again.
Oh, this is crazy. This is absolutely unbelievable. And Blythe is really getting into Sims, and if he's not careful, he'll get reported. And Sims has just copped another one. This is getting totally out of hand here. Meantime, Hamilton has a shot at goal and has missed to the right. The fight is still on. This is disgraceful. Right into the crowd, do you mind? And Sims, Darryl, copped about four or five in the face. I'm absolutely amazed he's still conscious. There's Kennedy. Well, the action. We're all standing up on the broadcasting box here. And here they go again. There's the fight. I'd say a goal coming up. No, short pass to Hart. Hart has banged it through. So West Adelaide.
There you go. The bloodbath.
Brutal.
Yeah, okay. Well, this is where... So 1977, just to clarify, that was Port Adelaide's drought-breaking flag, wasn't it, at that point? Yeah. So as a kid, I was a Port Adelaide diehard, through and through. Yeah, used to love it all. Mm. And Dad was actually the runner by this stage. So 1999 is the SNFL Grand Final that I fondly remember. I remember sitting there at Footy Park in the bleachers, absolutely loving it. And then after the game, I was, you know, decked out in all my gear, onto the ground. Well, it didn't quite get onto the ground, didn't quite get led over, but hugging Dad, and it was just one of those moments where I'll remember forever. So I think you've got some audio.
By Tommy Carr, comes out with Draganza. Hobbs and Draganza, plenty of pushing and shoving. As we hear the final siren, the 1999 Grand Final, the Magpies have won it by 8 points.
Some of the names that were going through at that point too, because they were just like, and because like I said, I was right into it, but you had Brett Chalmers in the ruck, you had Nigel Feagert, Brian Lees,
Brian Lees,
Tommy Carr, he was young at that point, but he was on fire. Paul Evans at full forward.
Paul Evans, that's right.
So I can't believe, I didn't realise, but... Darryl Paul had 30 disposals that day.
Dazza Paul?
Yeah, 30 disposals, kicked the goal and won the Jack Odie medal. So, mate, that was one of my fondest SNFL memories.
What is yours, family? 0488851047. Very soon, Peter Carey, the president of Glenelg Footy Club.
There you go.
As Jars tries to swindle free tickets for his mates in Henley. Next on Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Triple M's Dead Set Legends with Ebo and Jars. Hope you're having a fantastic long weekend so far. It is long, not as long as Jars's friends list.
Stephen Rowe, a very dear friend of mine. Molly Miller, Gary McIntosh, Jordan DeGully, Bernie Vince, Tex Walker, Graham Corns, and my brother Malcolm Blight, Robert Shaw, Sean Wren, Sean Wren, Malcolm Blight, Kernahan, McDermott, McGuinness, Bradley. I've got some great friends from the Adelaide Crows.
Yeah.
And you know, we had this great man, Peter Carey, joins us this morning on the Desert. One of the greats. G'day, Soup.
Hello, mate. How you going?
We're friends, aren't we? Even though I tried to hurt you a few times back in the 80s.
You were never quick enough, James.
Now, Peter, we just had a segment talking about greatest SNFL memories. What was yours, mate?
I've had a lot.
You have.
73 grand final, last grand final at Adelaide Oval, 19-year-old kid, knocked off North. Unfortunately, a lot of my memories are knocking off North and grand finals.
Oh, that's just a great memory.
And the other thing I will say, Brad, the only other side we've beaten in grand finals is Port Adelaide,
This is going well.
You've been wonderful for our great game, Soup. Now you're the big chief of the chairman of the Glenelg Football Club, the Prez. You must be very excited about your boys, and Brett Hand's done a terrific job this year to build that squad to have a crack tomorrow against a very, very good side in the Eagles. You must be delighted.
Yeah, no, it's been an amazing year for the club. We've had all our sides in grand finals this year, which is outstanding. Hopefully we can add a couple of Premiership Cups to our cupboard here. I've been told by many people that we haven't got enough cups in our at Glenelg by a couple of Port Adelaide people. it's been an outstanding year. Brett's been amazing. Mm. He came on board late. He arrived in Adelaide on January the 21st, and we went straight to Darwin on January the 22nd. So he hadn't met half the side when we went on our trip to Darwin, our pre-season trip. He's just made a huge difference to the club, brought a great culture, and the club just is a good place to be at the moment. And I've just watched the boys, the reserves and the league train this morning. They're all fit and ready to go, quite air of confidence about them, and I think they'll give it the best shot tomorrow, so I think they'll be up and about.
Perfect, mate. Now, this is one of those stories, I reckon, with Glenelg. 5 years ago, you were sort of struggling a little bit. This club has turned itself around to be a powerhouse. The last 3 years, winning 2 years ago, not quite last year, but here we are again. What's the change in the club itself? What have you guys done as a president, as an organisation? Well, what have you found that's changed, been the difference?
Yeah. Well, I take very little credit for it. 2014, we were almost shutting the doors. We couldn't pay our bills. We had a wealthy benefactor give us some money to help us stay afloat. The council has been amazing with us, helping us in the last few years. So the whole club financially has turned around. We're quite successful financially now. We'll end up having another good year this year financially. And there's a few people I'll give credit to, and I'll miss some people out, but Nick Chidwidden is president.
I was thinking Chiggy. Good on him.
Chiggy's done an amazing job. His offsider, Dave Whelan, who is my vice chairman now and was Chiggy's vice chairman, done an amazing job. The whole board during that time, and Glenn Elliott came on board at Glenelg a few years ago as well, and he helped cut some costs and get the club back on track financially. So there's been a lot of people that have got us back on track, and I want my legacy for Glenelg to be ongoing, having ongoing success. And, we were down the bottom too long. I played in a golden era at the footy club where, I played in 10 grand finals in 18 years. So we're always around the place during that period. And that's where I think Glenelg should be. You guys might argue, but that's where I reckon Glenelg should be, as one of the most successful clubs in South Australia.
Now, Super, it's nothing better than seeing some of your great past players come through the footy club. So have you been seeing a lot of the past players in the last few weeks to see and watch these current Glenelg boys? And that's what clubs are built on, aren't they? They're built on everyone that's made a contribution. They need to be part of.
Yeah, we've got a very strong past players group here. We've got Keith Coolman, who's the chairman of our past players. Laurie Rosewarne was the chairman for a number of years. And there's a great group of guys. Rexy Voigt does a heap of work around the club. Great name at the footy club. So, yeah, it's a really good group of guys. And a lot of the past players will be at Adelaide Oval on Sunday afternoon.
Mate, a message to your fan base, your supporters. I think it's going to be sold out tomorrow, 26,500. And then what happens when you get the result, you get the win, you got the long weekend back at the Bay Oval? Open the disco up?
We're just getting... Yeah, the Bay Disco will be back. we've got a function organised out in the Oval, so hopefully the weather's okay tomorrow night. We can have a crowd of 6,900 on the Oval, all with the COVID restrictions, obviously. So if people want to come back, they've actually got to buy a ticket before they come into the Oval. So it's a $10 charge for adults, $5 for kids. Hopefully we'll get a big crowd back here, win or lose. So it'll be a great night for the club and to celebrate, the year of both the league and reserves will be fantastic.
All the best, mate. Thanks for sharing your time, and I'll see you tomorrow, great man.
Thanks, okay, Jonas. See you, Brad.
Thanks,
see you.
There he is, one of the greats, Glenelg President Peter Carey.
Triple M will be rocking the Sample Grand Final from 2:30 tomorrow live. with Andrew Jarman. Why is that on the sheet? Why are we going to say that?
My buddy put it on there.
I thought it was your writing.
Let's go straight to the man. He's going to be the Eagles Cup ambassador tomorrow. Happy birthday to young man, hey, young Bernie Vince. Welcome, hey, young man.
Hello, boys. How are we going?
You can't be serious. We played golf yesterday at Kianga with Blewett.
Oh, yeah.
You are seedy, are you not?
No, I'm not seedy. No, I'm actually not. I'm just trying to keep out of the wind, so it's good quality. Out playing golf again today. So.
Oh, there you go. Must be nice. Where are you playing today? With?
Playing with James Frears and Lee. Tex pulled out on us, so I'll have to have a word to him about that, but I'm catching up with him later at the pub, so that'll be good.
So here we are trying to chase you to get the interview in so that I can get off to have some family time, and you're just dodging our call for half an hour.
Well, what are you?
That's okay, mate.
And how come
have you been
getting...
trying to call me, have
yeah,
you?
Yeah. Oh, have we?
Well, take your number off private. I don't answer them. I'll get some dodgy
and
calls.
And how come I didn't get invited to play golf again today?
Well, I saw you play yesterday, and I think I'm done being the coach as well. I'm completely done.
Now, Bernie, have you recovered from last weekend, mate?
It took me till about Wednesday or Thursday, and I was just starting to feel right again. And then we have a golf day yesterday, and now it's my birthday, and then we've got the SANFL Grand Final tomorrow. Public holiday Monday, they keep just sending stuff to me, and I just have to keep rocking up.
It is tough.
What do
mate.
I do, Evo?
It is tough. We had Darren Chandler on the phone earlier. He said he was sitting on your table, and he was just going to keep a keen eye on you. So we'll see how that goes. See how he goes reining you in. Is there any chance of that?
What did you say to him? Did you say good luck?
Yeah, I did say that. I did say that.
We said that it was going to be a Melbourne best and fairest speech that you gave a couple.
Ado's doctored that. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, sure. Now, Bern, obviously you're absolutely honoured and thrilled to be the Eagles ambassador for tomorrow, mate.
Yes, I am very honoured. When I got the phone call and got asked to do that, looking forward to the game. A bit unfortunate, a local boy from home, Matthew Goldsworth, he's done his hamstring in the second semi, so he's not going to play, which is a bit unfortunate. I was coming to watch him, but I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully, Glenelg have been the best side all year. They're going to be tough to beat again, but they have just folded, lost two of the last three, so you never know. Eagles with a sniff. They've been on Grand Final Day a lot of times, the Eagles, so experienced J.G. Geedy. Good coach, so looking forward to it, boys.
So would you be tipping them?
I'm tipping the Eagles, mate. I have all the gear on. This is my third grand final in 3 weeks. CMS got over the line by a point. I was there for that. The D's got them over the line, single-handedly got them done.
Yeah, you did.
And I'll get the Eagles done on Sunday too.
Hey, Bern, you're going to be in the team song again?
I just got to remember the Eagles song, actually. I have a few practices, and don't worry, I'll be in there. I might actually be in the middle with the Gatorade.
Get the shower.
Now, we're doing our last show on Dead Set Legends minus Greg Blewett. Do you know where he went?
I hope he's changing golf clubs, because that golf club, what about Kooyonga, Jars?
Yeah, lovely.
They turned it on for us yesterday, but he talked it up like he was the king down
there.
Everyone was walking past. I'm like, Bluey, do you know him? He's like, I don't actually know him. What about that guy coming? Well, you know him? Keep that quiet. No, I don't know him. He doesn't know anyone, and no one knows him down there. I thought he's the king.
He carries on like a, didn't he? Like a knob.
didn't we sit him back down? Yeah. And, the seats down there, there were 7,000
a seat. $7 a pop.
Noticed Jars was sitting on the floor. I didn't let him sit in them.
Mate, great day tomorrow. Look forward to seeing you there, and enjoy your birthday today, mate. Happy birthday from us, and thanks for your time, and we'll see you tomorrow.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
For the final time in 2021, and if Andrew Jarman has his way for good, this is the last Dead Set Legends on Triple M with Ebo and Jars. We've got a text. I mean, one little talk break thing in, and we've already got a text come through.
We Ebo, sure have.
What Jars, did it say?
Jars, you clown.
Yes.
Trying to confuse people. You put your clocks forward an hour, not back.
Who said that?
Brad from Grange, I reckon.
Brad,
said that.
You're spot on, mate. I'm just making sure everyone's up and about.
It's good to see the listeners are on.
No, mate, they don't miss a beat.
No, they don't.
They do not miss a beat. Right. But apologies. Yes, put it forward an hour. All right. And we lose an hour of sleep, which I need.
We do lose an hour, but we get the extra sunlight. And I know you like that too.
I do like the
extra
sun.
Time in the garden, extra time tanning up on the beach.
Right.
Yeah.
Beach whale that keeps popping up
yeah,
down at Henley.
Right. Be careful. Victorian Premier Dan Andrews has issued an order overnight that all professional athletes, including AFL footballers, Young Brattles, have been ordered to take the jab by the October 15th.
Mm.
All right. So that was coming, wasn't it?
It was
always going to come.
Yeah.
But here is Dan Andrews overnight.
If you want to come to work and you're on that authorised list, then you need to have your first jab by the 15th.
Exactly what you Bang. Said before you threw to the ground.
Here is Triple M's Tom Brown on AFL players being vaccinated.
The AFL's told clubs and players this afternoon they must be double vaccinated to return to training. The AFL's own policy won't necessarily mandate vaccination, but that doesn't matter now. The state government policy requires it. The big question now, will a player object? None have yet. The overwhelming majority of players are already getting fully vaccinated. The AFL's confident it's likely not to be an issue, but league sources have told me that a few players could object. If so, it's a zero tolerance policy.
Thoughts?
Mate, I'm okay with it.
Mm.
I'm okay with it because I know what they're doing is really just trying to ham it home to go, this is what's happening, this is where you need to go. As an AFL competition, you're jumping on board or you run the risk of not playing. They're really just trying to make sure everyone goes down the path so then they get past that 80% and then they can go, you know what, by Feb when they start playing again or whatever, it's going to be okay anyway.
See,
we're going to be back to living a normal life
yeah.
and there should be that majority
yeah, okay.
vaccinated. So that's my
if
take on
if they get
it.
To that 80% target, do you think they'll just relax the rules if some of those players are anti?
It depends. I reckon there wouldn't be too many anti-vaxxers out there
but there'll still be one or two, like you just said. You know, you might have potentially, hypothetically, a Buddy Franklin might say, no, I'm not.
Maybe.
But you're right.
But I'm sort of saying that by that stage, they would have had one jab.
Yeah, okay.
I'm confident that no AFL player will be standing there going, I'm not training. I'm not turning
but
up
all
because
athletes,
I don't deserve
you're talking
to
about A-League players. You're talking about women's cricket.
Yeah,
you're talking about...
And when you do throw in every single sport and every athlete, there's going
to be
some
done.
That object and they want to sort of make a stand. But I just think we're all at the point now where we understand. We understand. I've been ramming at home for the last four
you
months.
Have.
But, but it's. I just think everyone understands, all right, it's time to move on. It's time to open up. And Jars, what do you see though? Because I feel like you might
well,
see
well no that's that look they're, you look at what Victoria have been through the last 2 years. It's been, you know, locked down for over nearly 600 days. And the well-being of the Victorians is not, they're not in a good place. Talking to some of my friends, and we got friends over there, they're not in a good place.
So
at some stage something has to give. And if this is going to get them back into a normal life and get back there, the economy. I spoke to a mate yesterday, 37% of the small businesses in Victoria have gone broke.
And this
37% of small businesses in Victoria, and he's a small business owner, said, Jars, we're struggling.
You think about the repercussions for years to come. Like, we understand, it's a virus and it's been bad and all that sort of stuff, but... Yeah, that sort of figure isn't going to then just flip overnight, you know, with 37% of businesses closing. Once they open, it's not like everything's just going to be rosy and it's all going to go back to normal. It's going to be some tough years off the back of all this. And, you know, the government now are realising that and they're going, you know what, we're going to have to open eventually and we're going to have to live with this and it's just how we do it. So that's where, bang, make statements, push hard. Get them done. The other thing I was just going to mention was the AFL players, you know, they've lived in that same sort of environment for the last 2 years. They've had to be tested on non-stop. They've had to live in this bubble where they're not allowed to see people. They're not allowed to do things. So they're at that point where I'm sure they'd be going, all right, how can we get out of this? Vaccinate, done. You know?
We've got to get Darren Chandler, the Sample CEO, on next. This is the Rush Hour. It's actually Dead Set Legends.
No.
I messed up. I know I did that.
You've been doing brekkie too long.
Well, I looked over at you and it just got me really, you know.
Oh, he's got
Rush. Don't go looking at him. Look the other way.
Now I feel crook. Dead Set Legends.
Triple
right
A. Now.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends for the final time in 2021. Ebo and Jars, right now you can land yourself a free Makita brushless blower when you buy any selected Makita LXT 18-volt x2 brushless line trimmer kit. How the hell would they fit that on the box? Oh, like the name honestly. Is just hurry, limited time only.
Love it.
Offer via online redemption. Visit makita.com.au for details.
You can imagine when we're doing our live reads how well Jars goes with that. The LXT 1020.
Oh, mate. You slaughter the numbers as well.
It sounds like the end of a Sesame Street episode. Next LXT and the number. Now, Ebo, real quick, you got cut off before. You got cut off at the knees by Jars during the overnight scoreboard.
I feel that's a very standard thing.
It is. But I think you were making a pretty good point about the Tour Down Under being cancelled.
Oh, mate. Well, this is one of those ones where for 2 years straight now, and I guess, you know, it is Jars' segment, the overnight scoreboard, and he doesn't want me to talk, and then all of a sudden he goes, yeah, Yem Bradley, what do you think?
And then halfway through talking,
oh, anyway, next thing.
Yeah, he does.
Well, what are you thinking?
Santos Tour Down Under.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed that it's been cancelled for the second year straight. Mm. I think that as a country, we're now getting to the point where we're ready to open. We're opening the international borders in October. It's a very early call to just go, you know what, it's gone. And I'm sure they're going to replace it with something else. But you saw last year, it wasn't the same. Mm. It wasn't the same as having some international cyclists come in, really invigorate the city. And you know that the city just gets so into it. They get so behind their events.
You're not
going
to get the best cyclists in the world coming to the... Because they're not going to come and do the quarantine for 14 days all the restrictions that...
It was just called yesterday from ScoMo. Like, if this is where the government's going, ScoMo sort of came out yesterday saying you got 7 days home quarantine and two tests or something when you get here if you're fully vaccinated.
Yeah.
I reckon cyclists would do that. They'd just set up their little bike in a hotel room for a week and they'd be happy days.
So why have they come out now and cancelled the tour when there's still a little bit more time to...
Yeah, I don't know. And I guess there's so much behind the scenes that we don't see.
We don't understand.
You know? And so therefore, you know, there's 3 months of planning. Mm. There's months of getting, you know, the infrastructure ready, all that sort of stuff. I understand that. Mm. But it's just a disappointment for, I think, the people of South Australia. It's a massive tourism coup. Mm. It's a massive event that South Australians get behind. And it's just another one that we're going to miss out on, unfortunately, because of this delayed opening. And I think it's happening. But it's just, like I said, once again, sad to see a great state event go
Well, we're not seeing a lot of big events, are we, really? But Australian rules football.
And even then, it was they've been fighting and they've been sort of working their way through it. So, Hayden?
Yeah. Well, what I was going to say is, like, I love the V8s. I'm, you know, love my car racing. But one thing, Dave Gleeson, who was in during the week, he made a really good point on how stunning Adelaide gets shown off with the Tour Down Under, with all the coverage and stuff like that, which you probably wouldn't get on the V8s because it's a street circuit. But that is another thing, is it's basically a big ad for South Australia, which we're just not getting on the world stage.
And we're not. And obviously with international borders closed, you're not needing the tourism coming in.
Yeah.
But you know, when you watch it's getting broadcast around the world.
Mm.
It's now seen as a proper UCI World Tour event.
Yeah.
So therefore, you get the best cyclists, you get a great atmosphere.
Mm.
And I remember watching some of those stages and I was like, jeez, well, I'm sitting here almost feeling like the Tour de France.
Yeah.
You know? And I'll lie there at night in middle of July watching the Tour de France going, oh, man, I just want to go see that. I want to go to
it's a great
Paris.
Event.
And then it's really flipping it that Adelaide is showcased like that. Mm. So anyway, it's a disappointment, but I don't know. What do you think, Jazz?
I totally agree. Yeah. I'm very disappointed. I feel for Stu O'Grady, who took over from the great Mike Turda.
Oh, it's been tough for him, hasn't it?
And Stu had some great new ideas about doing the event and bringing over some of the great cyclists, because he's got great relationships with those world-class cyclists. So, the decision's been made, and now they've just got to hang in there for another 12 months until they can open up.
What do you think, family? Get us on the Auto Masters text line 0488 51 0047, or you can give us a call, because we've got $100 for you to spend at the District at Adelaide's ultimate entertainment destination.
We were there last weekend.
Tommy Rockcliffe, three parts.
We were, and it was.
You were as well.
It was a good night.
Hosting the AFL Grand Final.
We were, weren't we, Haydo?
Yeah.
I feel like we had the crowd eating out of the palm of our hands, didn't we?
Storming out. I'll tell you this, we were drinking responsibly, but I thought that it was have a couple of drinks between hosting. We were hosting between country drinks. So thank you. That's $100 for you guys. 1-3-3-5-3.
Great venue.
The Dead Set Legends with Ebo Bluey and Jars presents AFL Newsbreaker. Jay Clark.
Well, he joins us for the last time, Bradley. This is our last show for season 2021. I reckon he's got the medal. Our very own Jay Clark joins us on the Dead Set Legends. Good morning, Jay, and congratulations on picking up the medal, mate.
Thank you very much. I'd like to thank my my parents and everyone else who's helped me out on this journey, and the listeners for putting up with me, I think. But it's always been a delight, and I love having a joke and a laugh with you guys.
Brilliant.
And thank you for putting up with my emotions.
That's
We've
it.
We've sort of been a bit up and down this year. I've been locked up and jailed for the best part of 18 months. So you're putting up with me, and I appreciate it.
Congratulations, well done, mate. Well, beautifully said. And don't tear up on us now. One man that won't be tearing up because the dollar numbers will be going through the roof. Simon Goodwin, what's his latest contract look like?
Cha-ching. So up until the grand final, the president, new president, Kate Roffey, said we haven't started talks on a new deal. Well, I can tell you after speaking to Simon Goodwin this week, those talks have started on a contract, and Simon has made it absolutely clear that he wants to be a long-term Melbourne coach because we know this team, this incredible team with eight premiership players, 21 years old or younger, are in a premiership sweet spot. Now, Goody is driving this bus. It's going to be a contract extension, maybe 4 years on the best part of $1 million, and he's absolutely earned that because he's navigated some adversity on his journey, let's be honest. So I'm a good one, but those contract talks are going to escalate after a little holiday of his, and I wouldn't be shocked if something's nicely stitched up by Christmas, boys.
Oof, there you go. No, well-deserved, well-deserved. He's turned the club around, done brilliant. Now, obviously, it's turning into trade time.
Yep.
Plenty going on, but the one that's really, you know, turning ears here is the Dawson deal. How's it going to get done? When's it going to get done?
Yeah, let's be honest. Broadly speaking, there's stuff all happening this trade period. Like some of the scraps we're fighting over at the moment is a bit disappointing. I mean, the greatest respect. But the Jordan Dawson deal is one of the headline acts in this exchange period. And there's a bit of tension there. It's going to go down till very late in the period because we know Adelaide have got picks 4 and 23. Sydney wants something that's probably in the middle. So they're going to need, this is what's going to broker this deal, they're going to need at least one other club. Now, they'll be looking at the Western Bulldogs pick number 17, which they're probably not going to use, or they aren't going to use, because they're going to welcome father, son, star, Sam Darcy. So that Bulldogs pick 17 will be available. They can get it done with a three-way trade. And pick 17, boys, what do you think? For in exchange for Sydney's Jordan Dawson, late first-round pick, I reckon that's about right.
I think that's fair. Yeah, what he's been able to prove and what he's been able to do in his Still young enough that the best years are ahead of him. So, no, certainly a good one. Now, Carlton have had a bit of a midfield move. What's happening there?
So they're going to get Adam Chera from Fremantle in exchange for that pick 6. And George Hewitt is that Sydney free agent. He's going to come and play a defensive midfield role. So all coaches and all clubs are watching that grand final, that blistering third quarter, that avalanche, $16 avalanche from Melbourne. And all the clubs and coaches were watching that going, how on earth are we going to stop that next year? Now, with George Hewitt, he is the type of player as in a defensive role, because you're not going to beat him in a midfield shootout. It's like, right, how are you going to structure up to stop that blistering, powerful run out the front of the stoppage, which the Bulldogs couldn't contain? So the Hewitt has been earmarked for that sort of role. Now, with him and Chera, is it a top eight midfield? Remember, they got Mackay and Wiedering. Walsh can win a Brownlow. Cripps is still the captain. Jars, have you got Carlton with Chera and Hewitt in your eight next year?
I think you do.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
That's where you win the game now. Centre bounce clearances these days, JJ. Mate, eyes were raised at the Collingwood BNF last night, the phone call that I received. What the hell's happened?
Yeah, your mail is always good, Jars, because there is some significant intrigue around the results. Scott Pendlebury, who missed the late part of the year, of course, with the leg injury and had a finger issue as well, finishes third. Extraordinary effort. But Brody Grundy, the million-dollar man, finishes in sixth, one spot below Steel side bottom. Now, I feel like Brody Grundy's a bit of the elephant in the room. You know, like he's on big money.
Yep.
You know, they haven't been able to get the extract value from him from a monetary point of view, from a centre square point of view. So that is one of the biggest priorities for Craig McRae, to get the best out of Brody Grundy. We haven't seen it for a couple of years.
Good call.
Interesting. Now, lastly, we've had a chat about it earlier this morning, but the jab rule, the mandatory jab to play. What's your
dictator Dan's come out, hasn't he?
Yeah, so it's almost been taken out of the clubs and the AFL's hands. The government ruling is, as an essential worker, you have to be jabbed. And, look, the reaction to this from Clubland is that there'll be no problems here. They've had almost 100% take up, and for any sort of delays, it's been more circumstantial. So we were wondering whether there were going to be any sort of dissension or picket line from the players who don't want to get jabbed. Certainly at this point, the clubs are reporting and very happy with the take up so far. I mean, clubs aiming for 100% jab rate amongst their players at the moment, and there is a lot of confidence that we'll be able to see that across the competition.
Ladies and gentlemen, can we just put our hands together for Jay Clark? Done a marvellous job this year. He walks away, head up high, chest puffed out. He won the award on the Dead Set Legends. Thanks for your time, mate, and have a great break.
Good on you, boys. Thanks for having me.
This motorsport update with Rusty is brought to you by Bendix Brakes. Put your foot down with confidence.
Good on you, Rusty. Thanks for joining us on our last show for 2021. And, mate, let's get straight into it. You've been fantastic this year. Everyone is eagerly awaiting the return of the supercars. Mate, the supercars. So, are we mixing up the formats for the four events you mentioned last week at the Sydney Motorsport Park? Yes or no?
Yeah, they are. Obviously, the immediate thought is four events at the same racetrack. We'll get pretty giddy, won't we? So this is good by supercars organisers. Obviously, challenging conditions with what's going on with COVID and so on. So they're toying with softer tyres, pit stops for fuel. A couple of the races are going to be under lights as well. And Sydney Motorsport Park, when it is lit up like that, under lights is fantastic. So it'll be a great lead into Bathurst. They can kind of get settled, get some events under their belts, and then finish the year with the big one, the great race at Mount Panorama.
Rusty, the Russian Grand Prix had it all. Lewis Hamilton gets the ton and heartbreak for Dan Ricciardo's teammate. Explain, please.
Ooh. Sochi, which hosted the Winter Olympics all those years ago, hasn't always been the most exciting racetrack, I've got to be honest with you, but this round delivered for all sorts of reasons. So heartbreak, as you point out, for Dan Ricciardo's teammate. Lando Norris went oh so close to winning his first ever Grand Prix. He is a young star. He will unlock it and come back stronger from this. There's no doubt about it. They made a call at the 11th hour of the race when rain was falling, not to pit for tyres, and it proved costly. Hamilton, 100 wins in Formula One, just seems mighty. No matter what you think of him, it is a super impressive feat. He will forever go down as one of the greats of the sport. 100 wins, it's unlikely to ever be beaten.
And Rusty, the Aussies dominated the undercard at Sochi. Now, future F1 stocks are looking pretty good, aren't they?
Nice.
Yeah.
It really does. So Oscar Piastri, who's under Mark Webber's wing and being looked after by Mark, is dominating in Formula 2, the second tier of the sport. Looks difficult for him to find a way into F1 next year, but off the success he had at Monza, he continued that at Sochi. And Jack Doohan, Mick Doohan's young bloke in Formula 3, the third tier of the sport, he won as well. As a feisty race in that, and a bit of chat between Mick and Jack Doohan this week that he is likely to step up to the second tier to Formula 2 next season. So some good stuff.
Rusty, thanks, mate, and thanks for everything you've done this year. We've loved every minute, haven't we, young Brattles? So we'll see you again next year, mate, bigger than ever, and have a great break over the summer, and speak again, young man.
Yeah, take care, guys. Have a great weekend.
You have 12 new messages.
Boys, it's Ken. I heard Dennis Cometti is no longer calling the game, retiring so young at 72 years of age.
Jazz, it's Paul Teeling. Just calling to make a deal with a few Williston players. We're looking at your tall forward, your ruck, and your fullback. Would love to get a deal on the table soon, so give me a call back again. It's Constable Paul Teeling from Williston Courthouse.
G'day, boys. Lucas from Channel 9 here. Just wanted to let you know we jumped 8 in the SA NRL ratings on the weekend. That is the biggest South Australian viewership in history. Just wanted you to thank those 8 viewers for us. If you could, that'd be really good. Thank you.
G'day, boys. It's Mano, your boss, and wow. Look, thanks for covering the Brecky Show last week. I've got a list of things that I liked here. Emma G. And
thanks, Adam.
Thanks again, boss.
Wow. G'day, boys. Ollie Wines here. Great to hear from you after I won the Brownlow, which is a little bit weird, yeah, because I haven't heard from you lot in about, I don't know, my whole f***ing career.
G'day, boys. boys, Dennis Committee.
Dennis?
Yes, indeed. That was my last call on the weekend for the 2021 Toyota AFL Grand Final. Jazz, could you at least wait until I've left the stadium before parking in my car park spot? Literally can't get out. G'day, boys. Michael Hanks from WA Police. We ran into one of your blokes who was, he wasn't wearing pants. He was drunk standing on a bar in Perth. People kept calling him Burn, but luckily he gave us his name to follow up. So can you get, what did he say his name was? Here we go. Can you get Greg Blewett to give us a call, please, just in regards to the damages?
I wouldn't put it past you.
G'day, boys. Biggles here. Oh, the D's really given the doggies a hammering. By the time I ran into that ball rash, we ended up honey all over the walls. The sauna. Ran out of oil. Wouldn't let Blewett in.
Stop it.
That's too much. Bernie Vince, Nicholas from Qantas here, mate. Just letting you know I've had to knock back some of your carry-on luggage. A large esky full of beers and ice is not allowed on the plane. Also, it says on the side of it, MFC players only. So I've had to knock that one back. Apologies. Man! Mika from the Stansbury Pub. We've decided to retire Jazz's number here. That's not really our thing to retire a table number in the bistro, but we doubt that prick's going to pay his 10-month-old tab, so, yeah. Hello, boys. It's JB. Recovering from calling for Channel 7 in the AFL Grand Final. I did a superb job with BT. I hear prices in Henley Beach are on the up. Jarman. Should get top dollar for large vacant areas. So at that rate, I reckon you'll be able to get at least $500,000 for your ass. You fat.
There are no more messages.
Premierships, they mean a lot. Premierships are hard to get.
The insight's just, I mean, it's second to
Come
none.
On, oozes out.
What an analyst.
At home with the legend.
That's my voiceover work too, just quietly.
Is it?
It's a good segment.
I never knew that.
We've had it this year. You and old Cricket Lips G Blewett. Now, what's been happening at your household this week?
Well, mate, I think I talked about it last week, how the kids were away and I had the bachelor week and all that sort of stuff, but geez, I missed them. And they came back. They came back Monday.
Right.
So I was pretty excited to get down there.
To
get
the airport?
See them come in on the airplane.
Yeah, do you have your mask on?
I had my mask on, of course. Okay. But I was taking a little bit longer than I thought to get back from the Barossa. So I was trying to get back from work and I was racing to get there, obviously under the speed limit. But got there and Bex called me and she was just like, "Now, where are you?" Oh, no.
Don't. What?
You're already here, are you? Yeah, yeah, we're just about to get our bags. We're already coming through. Ah, damn it. So anyway, I missed that. But the week's been fantastic.
Okay.
They're back. We're heading up the river tonight, I think, straight from here. So I'll be heading up to the Riverland. So I'm looking forward to getting on the back of the house.
You just
for a
said we're
nights.
Heading up to the river tonight, but I'm leaving straight after the show.
Well, you know,
when are
today,
you going?
Today we're going.
Oh, okay.
Today.
Okay.
But Leo's super excited about fishing.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so you can't wait to fish. We got him a little Iron Man fishing
rod. Lovely.
You
know,
couple feet long.
Yeah.
I've rigged it up last night, got it all ready
for
him.
So you're a fisherman?
Oh, look, very loose term. But I try. So we got this little stick fish on the end of it just to like keep him happy for now.
Lovely.
There he is standing on the couch and casting. casting all through the living room. So, mate, don't get that vase. No. Oh,
he'll end up getting his brother's ear.
Oh, mate, so he's hooking all sorts of stuff at the moment, wheeling in. He's broken about three different vases already, but
anyway. What kind of bait?
At this point, it's just a little fish. He knows his stuff, though. We'll throw a few worms on there, catch a couple carp, so look forward to it.
Well, happy fishing, Rexy.
Oh, I can't wait.
Rexy, yeah.
Yibbida.
That's Ebert, folks.
Now, let's just quickly go through the big game tomorrow there, Haydo.
Mm. Yep.
And young Bradley. Now, obviously, it's a midfield battle, isn't it?
It is.
Today's game, if you can win centre square, break even, you're going to be looking pretty good on the scoreboard.
I think especially the way the SNFL was played, it can be quite scrappy and tight and stuff.
Yep.
So if you are able to then get it on the outside and be the first one putting inside forward 50, I think you're certainly in with a strong position. Then you're able to get that back line set up nicely. And so the way I'm seeing it, I'm looking at Glenelg and saying that they're pretty unstoppable. Yep. They obviously had that little hiccup leading into the finals, but I just think they're a pretty complete package. I know that Marlon Motlop, I believe, is that his last game?
Supposedly? It could be, yeah.
Yeah, I potentially, suppose, yeah. He's probably going to retire, yep.
Yeah, so that's if, you know, that'd
well,
be nice.
Well, he's class too around the goals.
Is he ever? Mm. And that's it'd be a nice way for him to go out. And I've always liked the way that Bailey goes about things as well. So I'm looking at Glenelg and they're a pretty complete team. I think that Eagles have been gallant and really strong throughout the year. Who knows?
But Eagles have got some, you know, very dangerous players. You've got the Menzel brothers, Troy and Daniel, have been very good this year and playing a lot more footy with their body. Tyson Stengel's dangerous. You can't let him. If you drop 1 second in concentration, he'll bite you.
Has he got another chance at AFL?
Well, I think there'll be an opportunity. Yeah, he's been playing some good footy. He's sorted himself off field, but he's dangerous. He's a dangerous player.
Jimmy Tumpus has also
been superb, Jimmy.
Yeah, he has. He's had a few little injuries and that along the way, but he has been a star.
And the McGarry medalist there, young Bradley, James Cheetus, number 4 for the Eagles. Mm. He is a super player. And I reckon some AFL clubs may look at him too tomorrow.
Because how old is he?
He's only 23, 24.
Yeah, so you almost think it could be one of those mature age recruits where he comes in and makes an impact. But, wasn't it? I digress a little bit here, but Bryce Gibbs getting up there and winning McGarry as well.
Yeah.
Geez, like, how about that for a year? He's obviously been playing SNFL for the last couple, getting a couple AFL games, gets a full season at South Adelaide, and to his credit, he's come out with a really good attitude and dominated.
He's been
there,
superb, 32-year-old, and he's going to play again next year at the Panthers.
He could probably do it again.
Yeah, keep going. Yeah, but I reckon it's going to be a terrific game. Lukey Hosey, you got Hosey down there, you got Liam McBean, you got young Luke Reynolds. These boys can score heavily if you don't keep an eye on them. And the Eagles' defensive structure is pretty good. They don't let you score easily, Eags.
No, they don't. They don't. But I think if any team was going to be able to break through them, it's Glenelg. And so, yeah, I'll be tipping them. I don't know who's your tip.
I'm going for Glenelg.
You're right, yeah, and that's so am I.
Right.
So am I. But like I said, I like the fact that even Jimmy Tumpus, the way he's moving on the wing and stuff, I reckon he's been great.
Superb. So, mate, thank you for your year. Really enjoyed it. And obviously we don't have Greg Blewett with us today. I have no idea why he's not here today.
We went a bit serious there, didn't we? We really went delved into the whole sort of the grand final review.
Thank you. Have you found it this year?
No, thank you. Because I've really been enjoying how much you cut in on me and how many people you...
thank you. thank you, all our staff, all our sponsors on Dead Set Legends. We enjoyed bringing some entertainment over the journey.
It has been great, mate. Right. And you know, one thing that's really topped it off for me
is
how many people you know. And
Rose, a very dear friend of mine, Molly Miller, Gary McIntosh, Jordan DeGully, Bernie Vince, Tex Walker, Graham Corns, and my brother Malcolm Blight, Robert Shaw, Sean Wren,
Big Sean Wren,
Malcolm Blight, Kermit, McDermott, McGuinness,
Bradley. See you
enjoy tomorrow. See you tomorrow.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends are serious about sport. Makita are serious about outdoor tools. Roll the outdoors with Makita.